Good morning, everyone. Today is the 13th of October, Thursday morning. It's going on a little after 8 o'clock here. Mark and I are continuing working through our favorite passages of Scripture in the Bible. This morning, I'm going to have Mark read through the entire third chapter of Ecclesiastes, but before he does, I'm going to make some comments on this. This is a very, very much quoted verse. In fact, even a song was written by it by a very popular artist, sang by the birds, and it's called Turn, Turn, Turn. To everything, there is a season, there is a time for every purpose under heaven, right? That's verse 1. And this really is pointing to, you know, the creator of the universe, the sovereign God who's over all of this, who's orchestrating all this. This isn't just fate. A lot of people say, well, Ecclesiastes, the third chapter of Ecclesiastes is just about fate. No, it's about divine providence. Says there's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. You know, we planted green beans last year. We planted tomato plants last year. They didn't do very good because it was so hot. It was so hot. So we plucked them up. I've just recently had a bunch of my relatives passed away in the last 2 or 3 years. A bunch of them. My dad passed away. My mom passed away. My Aunt Wanda passed away. My Aunt Velma passed away. My Uncle Junior passed away. My Aunt Faye passed away. My Uncle Stanley passed away. My Aunt Betty passed away. My cousin Carol passed away. That's 9 people. You know, there's a time to be born and a time to die. Now, I haven't heard that many people about being born. It says there's a time to kill. Time to kill. We're told thou shalt not kill. But, you know, certain people, that when their time is up, if they're going to be killed, they're going to be killed. Okay, it's just a fact. Even though it may be done in sin, you know, David was a killer. But when it came time for that guy to die, he died. It's a time to kill and a time to heal. Christ did a lot of healing while he was down here on the earth. A time to break down. And a time to build up. You know, when you go camping, you know, there's a time that you break down your tent. When you first go there, you put it up, right? It's a time to break down. There's a time to build it up. There's a time to weep. See a lot of weeping around at funerals, you know, because people's losses. A time to laugh. You see a lot of laughing and a lot of joy at weddings, right? If only people knew what they were going to have to face, right? They'd probably be crying. And if they knew that the person that was a believer, they should be laughing at the funeral because they're no longer here. Okay. A time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to mourn, a time to dance. Time to dance. You know, I was invited to a Jewish wedding one time. Me and my wife, I worked with a gal who was Jewish. And she had like an 800 seat sit down wedding. And they had everybody dancing, you know. It's a time to dance. A time to cast away stones. We live in the Ozarks. It's rocky ground, man. I'm telling you. It's hard to plant anything in this ground. There's rocks. Sometimes you have to get away, get rid of those rocks, you know. Time to cast away stones. Time to gather stones together. My son likes to gather rocks up and put them in little piles. You know, a time to embrace and a time from to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. We've all had that experience, right? Sometimes we could seem like we could work by the sweat of our brow till our fingernails are bleedy and we can't seem to make any money. And then there's other times that it just seems to flow. That's what it's talking about here. It's providential time to lose, and there's a providential time to keep, and a time to cast away, and a time to get. A time to rend, and a time to sow. I often kid around with people, you know, you rip what you sow, and you sow what you rip. Okay. If you rip something, it's got to be sewed up. Well, you reap what you sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. Have you ever been in a social gathering where somebody's just blabbing off the mouth and you just wish they'd shut up? I know I've been in that situation. And I'm sure there's been times when people have been around me that wish I'd shut up. You might wish I'd shut up right now. Quit blabbing. A time to love and a time to hate. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. People hate that verse. They hate it. A time of war and a time of peace. Ukrainian is a good example. Ukraine. What profit hath he that worketh in that whereat he laboreth? I've seen the travail which God's given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. And then it says, speaking of God, that he's made everything beautiful in his time. God's creation is beautiful. We were out in the Ozarks yesterday, and I was kidding around with Rosette and Mark. We came over this crest, the Ozark. I said, welcome to Colorado, because that's what it looked like. There's parts of the Ozarks that are absolutely beautiful. Well, Solomon says he knows that there's no good in them for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. There's no good but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And if he eats and drinks, he should consider it as it's the gift of God. He says you can't put anything to something or take any way from something. If God has decreed it, it's going to happen. He said, men should fear God. He says, that which has now been has now already happened. You know? And he talks about, you know, the fact that God's going to judge the righteous and the wicked. There's a time, there's purpose for every work. He talks about people's estates. He talks about what befalls men and what befalls beasts. He says men don't have any preeminence over the beast in terms of determining their destiny. That's why I wrote the book, The Lies of Free Will, Do You Control Your Own Destiny? With a plane being struck by lightning. That should raise your eyebrows. Who caused that plane to be struck by lightning? It says, all go into one place, all out of the dust, and turn to dust again. Now the soul returns to God who gave it, right? He says, who knoweth the spirit of men that goeth upward? Well, this scripture is just really a pronouncement of the Almighty Sovereign God, is what it is. So I want you to, while you listen to this, don't think of this as a chapter of fate. Think of it as a chapter of the absolute sovereignty of God. So I'm going to turn it over to Mark and have him read this third chapter of Ecclesiastes for us.
To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. Time to weep and time to laugh, time to mourn and time to dance. Time to cast away stones and time to gather stone together. A time to embrace and time to refrain from embracing. Time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath made, also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there's no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and do good in his life, also that every man should eat and drink. Surely the good of all his labor is a gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from God doeth it, that men should fear before him, that which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. It requireth that which is past. And moreover, I saw in the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, iniquity was there. I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked. But there is a time there for every purpose and every work. I said in my heart concerning the state of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves were beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts, even one thing befalleth them, as to one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. All go into one place, and all are of the dust, all turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward toward the earth? Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. Who shall bring him to see what shall be after him?
Thank you, Mark. Well, I think that's a good chapter to remind us that we should rest in the fact that God is sovereign. God is God and we are not. God bless.